It's time. Yes, it is. Here it is. Time. Yes. Welcome to our pre-show for this, the 28th. This is going to be a Tuesday here, the 28th of January. It's been nonstop Kobe Bryant, and that's good because I should talk about the Lakers. I know you know the news, but I haven't said anything about it. And because we do, we try to keep it light. We try to keep it comedy. But here on the pre-show, we don't. Because this is where we get it all out. This is where we get it all said, you know. And so I try to put it here, and so it won't, you know, ruffle the feathers of people who get their feathers ruffled. Is this in Dubai? Because I'm looking at some big, weird skyscraper. Or is this Vegas? I'm looking at the goddamned golf today. I've been following golf this year because I want to know exactly how the season rolls out. Now, the Farmers was in South Carolina. Okay, so they're out of Hawaii. They've already done Hawaii, and they've already done L.A.? This thing that I'm watching now, this looks like Vegas. Now, wait a minute, man. This is still the Farmers. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, Kobe Bryant's death was a shockeroo. Maria heard it from her house. That's down the freeway from me about, you know, 20 miles. But we used to live in that area. And since Maria got the really expensive house, she lives, I'm kidding. Well, she did. But she heard it, and she sent me something that she actually wrote for her blog. Maria grew up playing basketball. She was a basketball player in high school and then at UC Davis. She heard the explosion. I don't know what happened. This is an experienced pilot. And apparently this aircraft had a good safety record, so I don't know. It might have been it could have been human error still. It could have been somebody taking their eyes off of something. It could have been a failure of the aircraft. We'll find out. But Kobe's death really hit the city because he was 20 years a Los Angeles Laker. That's the longest anybody has played for that basketball team. And it puts him like fifth or sixth or seventh, I think, all time among players of all major sports. In terms of their duration with the team, like Gordie Howe was 23 years with Detroit, the Red Wings. He's a hockey player. Carl Yastrzemski was over 20 years with the Boston Red Sox. They had a few more names. And Kobe, they're right at 20 years with the Lakers, which I think that's really unusual for a basketball player, especially with the money that they throw at you, and you're tempted to take it and leave and go to another team. Anyway, he... And he won his fair share of championships, and he finished number five all-time points scored. He passed Michael Jordan. He passed some big names, man, on that list. Played a lot of more games, I think. And number one, of course, is Kareem, but he played 1,500. I'm not trying to sully his record, but he did play more games. I think Kareem played more games than anybody on that list. Dirk Nowitzki's over 1,500 games. John Stockton was over 1,500 games, but not as many points. So Kobe Bryant, and of course the relationship he had with his family, his daughter, and not commenting on anything else because people want to make it about something. You know, when they see somebody getting feted, they want to remind you of all kinds of stuff that maybe they didn't do that was so great. And I don't want to, because you know what, man? Every single fucking one of us has got some shit somebody can pull out and start waving it around like it's their penis. Anyway, let me just say this. There's two teams in L.A. that really everybody follows and have been successful and that really, I think, represent the city. More than any others, the Lakers and Dodgers are Los Angeles. The Rams sort of gave it over in those very fallow years they had, and the fact that they've been such a frustrated team for so long. The Kings are the king. It's a hockey team, and it's always going to be sort of a regionally, or should I say, it'll always be sort of a narrow-casted experience. Although a lot of people dig hockey, people have never seen it, they like it, but that's just where it's at. Soccer, the same thing. But the LA Lakers, from the time they hit the city in 1960 until today, there's never been too much time elapsed that they haven't kicked some ass in some way, shape, or form. And they've had great, exciting players from Jerry West all the way on through to Kobe and everybody in between, Kareem, Magic, Will Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, you know, the names are just unforgettable. When I was a kid, I mentioned having the measles. The only thing that gave me joy during that period that I was laid up with the fucking measles at the age of 10 was my father bringing me the sports page every day because he knew that I liked that. We kind of shared that experience. And during the period I had the measles, the Lakers were in the playoffs in the NBA, and there it was. The Lakers beat the St. Louis Hawks. Yes, the St. Louis Hawks. In the semifinals in the division to advance, I think, to the divisional finals. And the headline said, there's no place like home. They had come back to the sports arena and beat, I think Bob Pettit was still with the team at that time. And then, you know, losing in the ways they did to the Celtics. That's where we learned to hate the Celtics. They lost like in seven games. This division, this NBA final, then seven games. Another NBA final they lost in 1969 in the Don Nelson best, you know, shot going off the heel of the rim and coming down, and they had the balloons in the rafters at the Forum that they never were able to, I guess they weren't able to release. And then finally in 71 and 72, when they beat the Knicks in five games, they beat the Bucks in six, and that was more like the NBA championship. That was the Bucks with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when it was Lew Alcindor. That was the Bucks, I think, with Brian McMillan, who was a soon-to-be Laker, or had been a Laker. And they beat them, and they beat them in six. And that was huge, man. This was the day and age of the closed-circuit TV event. You would pay tickets and go to a big theater and see the game on a closed-circuit TV. There was no such thing as cable TV, and there wasn't any pay-per-view events. And during that season, they won 33 straight, which I think was the longest winning streak in professional sports history. Maybe it's been broken since. I don't know. I'm not sure that it has. Everybody was proud of that. Everyone was proud of that team. It was Jerry West. It was Wilt Chamberlain, who gave it his fucking all. It played with a busted hand. It was Flynn Robinson, instant point, Gail Goodrich. The forwards were, goddammit, Happy Hairston and I think Brian McMillan or one of those guys, one of those white boys. Lakers always had a white boy there forward. I shouldn't put it that way. But anyway, and then it was like, forget it. Until the 80s, and then Magic, and along comes the fucking Showtime Lakers, along comes the goddamn beating the Sixers, and then they beat the Celtics, and they went on, they beat the Pistons, and then they, you know, got their shit handed to them by the Bulls, and it was kind of on, you know, so it's always been a fun team to watch, and then they never went that long without, you know, doing something. The last few years, the Laker teams have just been so fucking bad, you wondered, is this the same organization? They had, when they get to L.A., Jack Kent, well, they had Bob Short was the first owner that brought them from Minneapolis in 1960. Then came Jack Kent Cooke, who bought them, built the Forum, and all those years with Wilt Chamberlain. And I think it was Jack Kent Cooke who convinced Chamberlain to come to L.A. And then Jerry Buss. And that was probably the greatest period for the Lakers when Jerry Buss owned them. And they just, you know, they in a lot of ways redefined basketball with that run-and-gun style that they had. Anyway, so Kobe Bryant, after 20 years with his ball club, with the team that represents so much about the sporting history of Los Angeles, it was rough, and it was unbelievable, and it was shocking as fuck, and you're like, guy, he's not supposed to die, right? Do you ever think that way about certain people? Well, yeah, people get killed. Kobe Bryant, what's he doing getting killed? At doing what? What about these folks, you know? Well, if you're flying around in a helicopter, and I don't know, we haven't learned this lesson, and I don't know if there's a lesson to learn, but we do know, you know, from time to time that some of our favorite people get killed in helicopter crashes because it's an easy way to get in and out of venues that they're performing at. Stevie Ray Vaughan comes to mind. I believe that was a helicopter. And then because of the distances that they have to travel, and the places they have to be, and of course, if they have the money, they can charter helicopters to travel back and forth. And it does not appear to be, at least to my way of thinking, an unsafe way of traveling. And yet, when helicopters go down, man, we really fucking notice it, don't we? And we notice about airplanes going down. But when a helicopter goes down, it goes down generally in a really populated area, and it's always very horrific, the way the explosions and the life that's lost. I remember a helicopter going down, and I heard this, and I think I still have the audio of these two traffic reporters. I think they were traffic reporters or they were news reporters, and they were following something, and they clipped a small aircraft. And as this thing went down, you heard them screaming. And they faded it out as fast as they could, but it caught the sound of these men as this helicopter plummeted to earth, and it was really chilling. And even the news anchor, when they went back to her, she's like, her eyes were bugged out of her fucking head. It's just a tragic and ugly kind of accident, helicopters. And everybody on board gone. Some of the people on board were known to friends of ours in Westlake Village because one of them, I think, was a personal trainer and stuff like that. So it's definitely fucked people up, man. but we will continue to press on here. All right, now I'm going to get here. Did we already download this? I think I did, yeah. I think what I'm going to do is do that, yes. So we're going to be doing January the 28th, 2019. On this one, Phil draws another BSP name for a day at the races. How about this? So it's still going on. Don Berman from Channel 19 News reveals the New Year's resolutions he's already not keeping. Bob Green from Fraser Foods defends his hair system. Larry Grover talks about the babyism of today's media. All right, cool. So there, Larry gets a little political. As long as I don't, you know, that's my experience here. All right, so what are we doing here, man? Am I going to have to fucking do a reboot of this shit? There we go. We were still doing the Sunday night show, but is this the room that we were assigned? Yes. Well, I don't, you know, it's the, why can't we get a view? Oh yeah, I'll bet you. Anyway, and then you have the game, and the game sucks. It sucked for years.
What are you talking
about? The NFL
about?
Pro Bowl game has sucked for years. Everybody knows it.
Of course it has. So what?
To interrupt you.
All right, man. I want to just cue this bullshit up before we get to it.
What
happened
to that goddamn promo? Right here.
Because we also have...
General Doom.
We also have...
There's an idea. An idea that's...
We also have to do the... we're doing a bar fight showdown, so... You ready, Phil? Oh, something's printing.
Okay, man.
And Huffin.
Let's see what's up with this.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Hey, if you like my show, you're gonna love what.
Well, they're always asking that question.
To interrupt you.
Interrupt me?
I mean, embarrass you.
Yes, you embarrassed me. I heard the sound. I said it sounded like...
Yeah, like someone ripped one.
All right, someone ripped one.
Right. Download Beyond the Darkness every week on...
Hey, hold on for a minute. Can I just...
What?
Well, excuse me, but what is the laundry list there of everything... All so this is a
notable...
About the... It's what
events last
show,
6 months.
Lurks, the evil
Brooks
side of all of this,
Koepka.
You're holding that coffee.
Is that the cat that leads the world golf ranking?
Ha ha! Wow, you guys knock it off.
Is he American?
Well, go ahead. That's dead air.
And let's see.
Yeah,
Dustin Johnson,
so
Thomas.
Beyond the Darkness every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thank you.
All right, let's do this, man. Let's do the show. Thanks for listening to the pre-show. And all that stuff about Kobe Bryant. We love you, Kobe. And we do, man. You know, and I love basketball when it's good. And I love it when the Lakers win. And all that shit makes me smile. All right. Bang! Let's go.